What's the halacha if you fall asleep during the Megillah? In other words, you're listening to the Megillah and you start dozing off. Are you yotzei in the Megillah? Do you need to hear it again? So the Mishnah in Megillah says, Kara Serugin, if you read the Megillah with breaks in it, umisnamnim, or if you're sleeping, you're dozing, you're yotzei. Now the Gemara clarifies what this word misnamnim, dozing, sleeping, means. It means that you're in that groggy state, nimvul, near, tirvul, tir, you're half asleep, half awake. Karilev Ani, they call you, and you would answer that someone if someone called your name, but you don't know how to dure svari. You can't say anything intelligent. But if someone would ask you a few hours later, did you remember I spoke to you? You would say, yeah, I remember. So in other words, without defining that further, which is itself a machlokas rishonim, we can just assume that you start dozing off and are in some, you know, half awake, half sleeping state. Are you yotzei the Megillah? Seems from this Mishnah that you are yotzei the Megillah. The problem is that there is a Yerushalmi that says, Menashe aviyosef kalmei Reb Zeira ve'inamnim. Menashe was sitting in front of Reb Zeira. Presumably, since this Yerushalmi is a Meseches Megillah on the same Mishnah, presumably it's talking about Megillah, reading Megillah, that Reb Menashe was sitting in front of Reb Zeira and he starts dozing off. On my way, so Reb Zeira says to him, Chazru achtlo kivantis. You should reread the Megillah. You have to go back and hear the Megillah that you missed because you are not having concentration. Now, how do we reconcile the Mishnah in Megillah, which seems to say that you're yotzei if you doze off, and this Yerushalmi, which seems to clarify that you're not yotzei? So there's a couple of answers to this question. Number one, the Mordechai says, well, there's a big distinction. If the reader falls asleep while he's reading it, then he's yotzei, because presumably words came from his mouth, even though he may not remember every single word, but Me'akher Shehotzia B'Pivi says he's yotzei. But the Yerushalmi was talking about if you hear the Megillah when you're dozing, you are not yotzei. On the opposite answer is given by the Hashlama, who wrote a Perush on the Rif in the early 1200s, and he says, no, the opposite. If you're reading the Megillah and you fall asleep, presumably you're not yotzei, because it was by heart. You're reading the Megillah by heart. But if you hear the Megillah while you're dozing, then you are yotzei the Megillah. Now, the Ravan gives a different answer. He seems to say both hearing and reading the Megillah while dozing off is yotzei. So how does he understand the Yerushalmi? So perhaps you can answer that it's not so clear that the Yerushalmi, and I foreshadowed this before, is talking about Megillah. Yes, he's in Maseches Megillah, but it's not sure what context this story took place in the Yerushalmi that you weren't yotzei something for dozing off. So we assumed it was talking about Megillah because it's on this Mishnah in Megillah. But the previous Gemara in that sugya there is talking about Kriyashma. So perhaps, as the Karban Eda learns on the Yerushalmi, this Gemara is actually talking about Kriyashma. If you doze by Kriyashma, you're not yotzei Kriyashma. But by Megillah, you would be yotzei. The Nemuke Yosef, after giving a couple of answers, gives another answer to this sugya as well, which says that the only heter to doze and be yotzei in the Megillah is if you doze when they're not reading the Megillah. In other words, he reads this Gemara together, Kara b'serugin u'misnamnim, that the only time that it's fine if you doze off is if you doze during the breaks. In other words, the Baal Kori takes a 30-second, you know, to break to catch his breath, and you doze during those 30 seconds. In that case, you're yotzei. But otherwise, the reader or the listener who falls asleep while the actual Megillah is being read is not yotzei. So it comes out there's only four shittas on this topic. Some say only the reader is yotzei if he dozes off. Some say only the listener is yotzei if he dozes off. Some say they're both yotzei if they doze off. And some opinions say neither of them are yotzei if they doze off during the Megillah. And just a fifth answer is cited in the Sefer Tiwa Leona by the Chidah, citing the Chidah. He says that the Bavli, where your yotzei is talking about bidyeved. In other words, after you finish the Megillah, if you realize you dozed off, you know, your wife yells at you afterwards from the women's section that she saw that you were dozing off in the Megillah, at that point, once Megillah is over, you don't have to go back. But if in the middle of Megillah you realize that you're dozing, you should say a pasuk or two back and go back. Now, how do we paskin? Shulchan Aruch paskins like answer number one, like the Mordechai, that you only the reader is yotzei if he dozes off, but not the listener. The Mishnah Berurah explains, because the listener will invariably miss words, so he's not yotzei if he dozes off. Now, interesting, the Be'er Agra, the Vilna Gaon, seems to say, whether you miss words or not, you're still not yotzei, because listening while you're dozing off is not a good listening to begin with. Now, the other application of this sugya is, let's say you're not focusing during Megillah. So you're not actually sleeping or dozing, but you're just spacing out. So Rabbi Yashiv says, well, spacing out is better than dozing because you invariably will hear the words, even if you don't have a total, you know, you're not focusing on them. It will at least penetrate your brain that, yeah, you hear some noise in the background that you're not focusing on, and you will be Yotzei that way. However, Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich's brother, Rabbi Ezra Rabinovich, writes, well, that's why maybe you shouldn't have a Megillah with pictures, because the pictures often distract you from following along, and a person should really try to follow along and pay attention to what they are reading. So the upshot of this Chabura is that if a person falls asleep in while Megillah is being read, if he dozes off, he really is not Yotzei the Megillah, and therefore we should all be very zealous, and talking to myself as well, to make sure we don't doze off no matter how tired we are. I guess the best answer is to take a nap on Tainis Esther if you can, you know, if you are so lucky to do so. And this way we will avoid falling asleep, hopefully, or dozing off while the Megillah is being read.